We welcome you in this morning, Classic Country 90.9, a special hour this morning, a special hour, National Day of Prayer program, an hour of prayer and thought and focus on our Father, our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and a focus on prayer and the power of prayer. This sweet hour of prayer we'll be experiencing. Brother Richie Farrell along for the ride for the next hour. Myself, Coach Chris Heron, different ministers brought in. We hope it's a special hour. We know it will be. We thank you for being a part of it this morning. Good morning, Brother Richie.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well this morning. Doing well. Going to be a lot different the next hour than the last few I put up with.
Amen. Yeah. I listened to it.
Did you hear some of that? Yeah. Yeah. There's some prayer. I don't know. We need some prayer. Some of the stuff that gets told in there in this room sometimes. This will be the most honest hour I've been in this room in a long time.
Well, you know, that's what Coach Williams said. Be honest. Yeah. As he walked out.
Yeah, I got to be honest. Yeah. Yeah, this hour be an honest hour. But we have a good time. But, hey, this morning, we're proud to be with you. This hour of prayer that we have. Brother Richie, take us through kind of what we're doing here, what we got happening, and the different folks we got going to be with us this morning.
Well, you know, the National Day of Prayer was actually last Thursday, but I was on a school trip, so we going to celebrate today.
Amen.
But we've got nine different pastors going to be coming in and praying on different things. And first this morning, we've got Brother Randy Harrelson, and he's pastored a couple churches here in Clay County, and right now, if you're looking for a pastor, here's your good one. He's sitting here, with us.
Yes, sir.
But he's going to be praying for the media today.
Brother Randy, take it away, sir.
All right. Thank you. Good morning. My name's Randy Harrelson. I'm going to be praying for the media this morning. And I would like to say that I'm thankful for this radio station for giving all of us men this opportunity to pray. Amen. We appreciate that so much. You know, the average American consumes an enormous amount of media every day of their lives. You know, like the TV and the social media and news and music. That's just to name a few of things, you know. But these things can influence the things that we think about.
Amen.
You know? I mean, they can. And the words we say, you know, it goes out. And the way we see others and the way we treat others can go a long way, and the media's got a direct influence a lot of times on that. And I just thought about a scripture that comes to my mind that is, I believe it would go along with this, and it's Psalm 19:14. It says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, amen. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer."
Amen.
I think if we would follow that scripture, it would help us so much. Let us go, Lord, in prayer. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I pray for, Lord, in your name, in Jesus' name, I pray for those that are working in the media today. There are a lot of Christians that are working in the media. I pray, God, today that you would fill them with your Holy Spirit, yes, that they might have integrity, Lord, and they might have wisdom in their position that they have, yes, Lord. And there's going to be some in the media, I know, that need to experience salvation. Yes. There's those out there that need salvation today. And we ask you, Lord, to create a spiritual awakening in television, in Hollywood, in the news, in the social media, and the music that we hear, Lord.
Yes.
I pray for more Christians also that would come into the media. We would have more Christians to permeate this field of media, Lord. And I pray for wholesome entertainment, like some out there, there's some good entertainment for the young people. We need to think about our young people today.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, and I just pray, God, that all the tools that are available in the media today would be shared. They would share your love. We would share your truth, Lord.
Yes,
we would share your goodness, how good you are. People would start seeing it, Lord.
Yes.
I pray for those in the media to use their platforms today to become a beacon of light.
Yes.
A beacon of light, pointing others to you, dear Lord God. We pray for the media, and we pray your influence, God, to permeate the media today, God, that we would have wholesome entertainment.
Yes.
We would have the love of Jesus to come out over the airwaves more and more and more each day. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Randy.
Thank you, Brother Randy. Appreciate that. Brother Richie, next coming in.
We're going to have Brother John Adams. Hey, Randy, tell John and Brad to come in. Yeah, next we're going to have Brother John Adams. He's a pastor at Liberty Baptist Church, and he's going to be praying just for business. And then we're going to also just get him to come on in as we hear Brother Brad Kimball, and he's the pastor at Wadley.
And Ashland,
right. Methodist Church, great to have him with us. He's my neighbor. I see him a good bit. I don't know why he's got that shirt on, but
I like it. I like that shirt he's got on.
Oh, hallelujah. Let's keep talking.
Amen. That's right. Yes, sir. Roll on, brother.
That does stand for awesome hallelujah.
It does.
I am surrounded in here. Let's get to prayer.
I will say one thing. My wife's name is Alice. And she said, it's just monogrammed.
Okay, yeah, I got her monogram on.
Yeah, she's just branded.
Yeah.
All right, Brother John. So,
hey, well, I've got the time to do for businesses. And before I pray for businesses, I just wish that all Christians, no matter if they own the business, if they're the CEO of it, or if they're just the worker, the cleanup person, that Christians could really show other people what we really are by how we work and the attitude that we have, whether we punch a clock for 8 hours or sometimes 10 hours or how we show up, how we meet people. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I do pray for all the businesses in Clay County. Father God, from the big businesses that are incorporated like Welburn Cabinets and to the mom-and-pop stores, to the hardware stores, to the pharmacies that we have, to the pig, to all the convenience stores. For the stores that have been around this square for years and those that have had to close their door, for the restaurants, Father God, there's just so many businesses. These filling stations and these stores that are scattered throughout our county, even our thrift store that we operate here. Father God, I just ask you to bless those businesses, especially the people that work there.
Yes.
Father God, could we really have our leaders and those owners to count on thee, and I hope they're Christian people. And Father God, that we do make a difference in how we meet the public, even away from our sanctuaries and our Sunday mornings, our Sunday nights, or our Wednesday nights, that people can see that we are the light of the world. And Father God, that we can hold on to what Jesus said, that he came to serve and not be served, that we can be true servants in the kingdom, and people can see that Jesus Christ lives in us and lives through us.
Yes.
Especially again, I would like to pray for the thrift store that we operate here, and how that it does help individual families.
Yes.
And Father God, for those people that make those donations, thank you.
Yes.
We're able to accomplish more when we work together with common goals and common ground. But as I close this prayer, for whoever may even be listening, Father God, I pray for them to understand who Jesus Christ really is.
Yes.
And that the love of God, that while yet we were sinners, to demonstrate that love, he let his one and only Son die for us, to pay that penalty for sin.
Yes.
And Father God, to shed that blood for the remission of sins and go into a borrowed tomb and on the third day, according to the Scriptures, to rise so that he could prove he is who he says he is and that we can hold on to the promises. So be with every individual worker now that goes in and work today and in the days to come, and let them know that whatever job they may have, it may be minimal, menial, and Father God, it may be the top chair to make so many decisions. Father God, just bless them in the right direction. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Brother John Adams from Liberty Baptist Church, right there. Brother Richie, we roll along. We got things happening next. Brother Brad Kimball, yep. Methodist Church here in Ashland and Wadley.
And nobody more qualified I know as a pastor to pray for the military.
Absolutely.
Than this man sitting right here.
Absolutely.
How many years did you serve?
Collective 23, but 19 and a half as a chaplain.
Amen.
And so well, I was in the Navy to begin with as a mechanic, and this time, you know, had a 13-year break in service. Was a police officer in the city of Montgomery, and then almost 20 years as a chaplain, and now I'm home.
Amen.
I'm a Clay County boy, and I love being home.
Ain't nothing like it.
Yeah, nothing like it.
Ain't nowhere like it, are they?
Woo.
You can travel all over the world, I think, but they ain't nowhere like Clay County, Alabama.
It is beautiful. But one thing, when you brought this up, can I brag on this guy for just a second?
Sure you
can. I know I only have
No, you go right ahead.
But
I'll cut you off if time gets I'll just shut you down if I have to. Go ahead. You got it. Hey, do you see this? Look here. If you see that right there, that red light, that means you're done.
Well, I won't even pay attention. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you what. Richie, every week without fail, he prays for us pastors. He prays for each church. And I can't tell you how God has used that in many ways. So, brother, thank you for that. You don't ask for praise, I know. But hear me, God is using your prayers.
Well, praise God.
So thank you, Jesus. Keep up the good work, my brother.
Amen.
Anyway, I would love to pray. And I got almost excited, and I started getting political also when I started, and I'm thinking, no, Lord, help me out, and I asked for God's guidance, and you know, in that time as a chaplain, I saw so many times that the politicians would use the military as their guinea pigs, and for certain social causes, and I'm telling you, I was so encouraged so many times when I find that warrior with a warrior spirit who loves Jesus.
Amen.
And there's many, many of them in the military, all branches. And I'm going to tell you what, my prayer this morning is focusing on those warriors who love Jesus. Now, I'll get into the other part, but just so you know, the warriors, the Church of Jesus Christ is planted all over the world.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's planted in our military. They wasn't allowed for a little while to really be out there and vocal. But I think it's a new day.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a new day. And don't get me preaching. I'll get to praying. All right. So, Father God, Lord, we come to you in the name of Jesus to lift up our United States military. Lord, these men and women that wear the uniform need you. So first off, we want to lift up the true believers within our military rank, the church,
yes, Jesus.
That you will give your children the voice and the platform they need to spread your good news message, and also give them courage and discernment and wisdom and protection. Lord, let me be blunt, Father God. We are praying for revival to take place in our military. Yes. Lord God, that is such a hard job. Everywhere you turn, Lord God, it seems like the enemy is trying to attack. And I'm talking about the enemy. And so, Lord God, I pray right now that you will hold up your church in uniform.
Yes, Jesus.
And give them that which they need to win. Our warriors need Jesus. This is spiritual warfare. And this spiritual warfare needs to be won as they fight our nation's enemies. So we pray that they will receive all they need to win, no matter what the enemy looks like.
Yes.
Give our military leaders and the politicians the guts to stand for what is right and stand against the wrong and evil.
Yes.
And give them wisdom, Lord God, and discernment to know the difference. We pray for the rank and file, or the backbone of the military, the men and women who turn the wrench, shoot the gun, load the planes, et cetera, et cetera. We seek out your spirit to surround them with your power and might, but also your grace and mercy and love. Yes, we understand we need our warriors to be mighty and strong, but we also know they need to know right from wrong and have the godly guts to stand for you and to stand for what is right for this country. We pray, Lord God, for our Army, our Navy, our Air Force, our Marines, the Space Force, Coast Guard. We ask you, God, that you will give them all they need to defend this nation against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that includes spiritual enemies. Yes, we pray that you will bless them, Lord. Yes, and now, Lord God, I pray blessings from the top of their heads all the way down to their combat boots. Yes. And please protect, Lord God, our military families, the wives, the husbands, the children. Help our warriors fight for their family as hard as they fight for this country.
Yes.
So, Lord, we are praying for warriors that will fight for what pleases and honors you and give them everything they need to accomplish this mission. Yes. We pray this in the powerful, wonderful, beautiful name of Jesus that is above all names. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We'll step away, take a short break. Our National Day of Prayer program on Classic Country 90.9. Welcome back in to our 2025 National Day of Prayer program on Classic Country 90.9. Brother Richie Farrah in the house with us this morning, along with different ministers from around Clay County, sharing with us encouragement and boldly sharing the Word of Christ and praying for different parts of our society this morning. We've already experienced prayers specifically for the media, for our business, for our military. Now, in the house, Brother Richie. Brother Clay Lovelady, Delta Baptist Church. And Clay Lovelady, you'll be praying for our education system. How you doing, brother?
Yeah, I'm doing well.
Good to see you this morning.
Education or family?
Which one, Brother Richie? I think it's family.
Oh, yeah, you're family. I'm sorry. I'm jumping ahead of myself.
You're trying to keep,
keep
me back
on
there.
The ball.
You're trying to keep me there because you was one of my teachers. You're trying to keep me in the education
keeping
still.
Trying to keep you on your toes.
So it's an honor to be here.
We don't do it right. We'll have to go out there and run.
Well, no. I've been there too, Coach. But it is a wonderful, wonderful honor to be here this morning to speak out for the families. Our families are in dire need. Our families are in battle, and unfortunately, our families are thinking that they're battling internally or they're battling externally. We feel like we're battling each other in our families, but then we feel like everybody else is against us, and that's not the case. The Bible says in Ephesians 6 and 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we're not battling, our families are not battling against each other, even though I feel like sometimes in my own home, that's who I battle the most. But that's not the case. And if the devil can wreck our families, he can wreck our church. And if he can wreck our church, he can wreck our country. And we're seeing that right go down the pipe right now. And if the devil can get the father, and if he can get the mother, and if he can get that single mother, that single father, if he can get them, then he can damage the home. And then we've damaged a whole generation to come. And so this morning, I just want to take a moment. I want to pray fervently for the Lord as protection for our families. Our families, we is a unit. The devil knows the cloth of how important that fabric, that cloth of a family is. And if he can wreck that, he can wreck a whole bunch. And we're seeing it daily. We're seeing it daily. And I know, Coach, for years teaching school like you did, you could see that in that child of how the family was damaged, and then that child was damaged. Right. And we're living in a society of damaged people because of the family. And the devil wants nothing more than to damage that. God united that family together as a demonstration of how much he loves his children. And so to this morning, I just want to pray for that. God, we come now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, praying, Lord, for the family. Lord, the family that that stands each morning at the breakfast table and the lunch table and the supper table, Lord, as they come together, Lord, we pray, Lord, right now that for protection of them. Lord, may it be a husband and wife marriage good. I pray you'll hold it and keep it strong. Lord, and for that, for the kids and for the family of that home. Lord, I pray for that single mom and that single dad, Lord, that they'll unite their family together. Yes. Lord,
Lord, that they'll raise those children. Lord, they'll be committed and they'll be dedicated to the family. Most of all, Lord, they'll be dedicated to you. Lord, we can do nothing without you. And I pray right now, Lord, that for the protection of that family. Lord, the demonic forces of this world, the demonic forces of hell, Lord, are gradually oozing into our world, oh Lord. And I pray, Lord, that they're trying to capture our family first. Lord, and if we can protect the family, Lord, we'll protect that next generation, Lord. God, I just ask you, thank you for Calvary in your holy and blessed name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Clay Lovelady from Delta Baptist Church. Thank you, Clay.
Absolutely. Amen.
Appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good one to pray on families.
Amen.
He's got a big one.
He's got a bunch.
He's got a big one.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Clay. Brother John Howell in with us next. Amen. Brother Richie.
Amen.
Barfield Baptist. Now, there's some things happening there.
Yes,
sir. I've already talked about Barfield Baptist a couple times this morning. I know we got a fishing tournament coming up here in a few weeks.
And a golf tournament.
And, well, but the fishing tournament on a Saturday afternoon, Barfield Brotherhood.
Yes.
And then later on, the golf tournament in June, all the proceeds, anything made from there, going to help families in need through your church and the Brotherhood program there at Barfield Baptist. That's some good stuff.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah.
The fishing tournament is on May the 17th on Highway 48. The boat ramp registration is at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then the Brotherhood golf tournament is June 21st out here at Clay County Golf Course. And like I said, all the proceeds that we raise from those two events go to help individuals that have fallen on hard times, mm-hmm. families that are in need. Maybe it's someone in the hospital for a long period of stay, someone needing help with a power bill or behind on their mortgage, we help them. And it's been a good thing. And I think I was told by a brotherhood a week or so ago that in the last 3 to 4 years, we have had almost $90,000
wow.
in donations.
Wow.
And $90,000 just went right back out
awesome.
To help others. So
amen.
That is awesome.
Amen. Good things. I've been blessed to be there. 18 years now. They've kept me for a long time.
18? They've let you stay that long. Wow.
Years, Coach. Yeah. 18 years.
At a Baptist church. That's pretty good.
At a Baptist church.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But things are going good. We're really blessed. And I'm praying on education today. And we have a lot of kids, a lot of youth in our church. We're blessed. With that, we have teachers, we have coaches, we have superintendents in our church. I teach the youth Sunday school class on Sundays and always encourage those kids to, you know, be leaders and not followers.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
To take what they learn at church and their growth in the Lord Jesus Christ and share it with other kids at school that may not know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior and be able to lead them to Christ. So
amen. Let me ask you this question. Talk about you got a few coaches in your church and being around that for a long time. This is how I see eternity one day. When we all get there and we're lined up and we you know, they're checking us off. We on in that book of life where we got to be and we have an answer for a lot of things. I think sometimes that line is going to have a long, there's going to be a long time where we're going to stand there. There's going to be no movement. And when that happens, it's a coach at the front of the line. Because it's some of the linest bunch I've ever been around.
Well,
they going to have a lot of lies they're going to have to answer for, coaches. And I was one of them, I know. But, man, that is one of the linest bunches. You know, it's a wonder anybody ever wins a ball game.
You know, I told our church yesterday, Coach, that I was a position coach, not only a pastor, but a position coach.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Coach Giddens sitting on the front row,
right.
So we've done some work.
Yes, yeah, yeah. But I'm telling
you. He's a good one.
He sure is. All right. Brother John.
All right. We're praying for education. Father, we thank you today for your love and your grace and your mercy. We thank you for all that you do each and every day of our lives. Father, we thank you for our salvation we have in your Son, our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we praise and we exalt the holy and the precious name of Jesus. And Father, I pray today for our kids, our students, those in the classrooms this morning. And Father, I pray that they would be equipped to be able to live in this world and to shine for Jesus. And Father, we pray for their safety and their protection. Father, we know that so many things happen in our schools all across our land, terrible things and lives are lost. And Father, we pray against that. We pray against those that would come against our children and harm them. Father, we just pray that you would keep them safe and well and out of the way of harm and evil and danger. And may these kids be able to study and learn in the classroom, Father, with assurance that of assurance and knowing that they're okay, that they're safe and they're well protected. And Lord, we pray for the teachers, the coaches, all the faculties in our school systems today. We pray for the officers that are there protecting them, the school nurses that take care of them when they're sick.
Yes.
And Father, we just pray, Lord, that they would be able to receive the best education possible to live in this world. But also, Father, as pastors and teachers, Lord, may we lead by example and to show them that the way that they should go in and to be able to help others in their time of need and to lead others that are lost to the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, that is our prayer today. Yes. We pray over our kids. We pray over their safety, their protection. We pray over all of them, Lord, today. And we just ask that you would be with them and may they feel your mighty presence there with them. And Father, we pray it all in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Brother John Howell from Barfield Baptist Church. Thank you, Brother John.
Thank you.
Always good to see you. Mr. Brother Lonnie Atwood. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
It's good to be here.
Well, it's good to see you. Good to have you in here with us this morning. We appreciate you coming, being with us this morning as we have our National Day of Prayer program here on Classic Country 90.9. Now, Brother Lonnie, I believe now, you correct me if I'm wrong. I've met you a few times. I'll go back just real quick. New Year's Eve service, Lionville Baptist Church, absolutely awesome. That's the first time I heard Brother Lonnie speak in that type setting. And a tremendous, you could just tell his spirit there and the leadership that he's providing there out of Lionville Baptist Church. A lot of good things there. Your background, though, in the military?
I was in the Marines.
So you are a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine, I've always been told.
That is right.
And thank you for that. And as you pray for us today, you're going to be praying for our government, which is our government has an impact on our military where you were. And of course, they're over. They kind of govern the military and that type of thing. We had an earlier prayer specifically for our military. Now you'll be praying for our government, which is over many things that we see in society, and something that we can't pray for anything enough, but this is one area that really needs maybe an extra dose of prayer when we do pray.
Yes, indeed. We certainly want to pray for not just our national politics or national government. A lot of times that's what's on people's minds at a national level, but certainly want to pray also for local and state governments too. So I had a privilege a couple of weeks ago of being able to go in the Senate and pray for their opening session a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
So I was blessed to be able to see what they do, at least for a little while, and walk around the Capitol, and it was just an honor to be there.
I've always heard it was kind of like making sausage. You kind of like the final product, but you don't want to maybe watch it being made.
There's probably some truth to that. Yeah.
Good illustration.
Yeah.
Oh, me. Brother Lonnie Atwood with us today from Lionville Baptist Church. Brother Lonnie, you take it.
All right. Well, I do want to read just a passage of Scripture right quick, and this kind of will guide my prayer. It's from 1 Timothy chapter 2. It says, "First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all those who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life,
amen,
godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth." And so I'm like you. I'm sure we all want to live a peaceful and quiet life, godly in every way, and we want leaders in our society that promote that and encourage the good and punish evildoers. So that's what God has given us government for, is their servants to promote the good in our society and punish those who do wrong. And so he's the one who sets the standard for that. And so we look to him to tell us what right and wrong is, and I want to just pray for that today. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning that we can come to this place and just be encouraged by one another and lift up our voices to you, knowing that we're heard through Jesus Christ, our Savior. You have established government for the good of the people in this land and, of course, every other land. And we ask, God, that those that are in our local governments here in Clay County, Lord, that they would look to you and love you and seek to have laws that are in accord with your word. Lord, we pray for our state leaders. We have many people who represent the folks not just in this county, but in surrounding areas. Yes. And, Lord, we desire to do exactly what your word says, to live a peaceful and quiet life, godly. We want to live godly lives here. And we want laws that promote that. And so, Lord, we ask that our state leaders, who probably are making plans right now and thinking through laws that are going to be made, Lord, we ask that they would look to you for wisdom.
Yes, yes.
That you would guide their thought life, and that the conversations that they have with their fellow congressmen and Senate leaders, Lord, that each one of those would have a filling of your spirit, Lord, so that the people in Alabama can do as your word says.
Yes.
But we pray for our national leaders. There's a lot of pressure on those in government. People come at them from all sides. And so, Lord, we pray for our president today and just ask, Lord, that you would guide his mind and his heart, Lord, to do what is in accord with your word. Yes. We want good to be promoted in our land, which means we want people to look to you as the standard of what is good. And so, Lord, please bless them with righteous laws. And we pray, God, for righteous leaders.
Amen.
Those who are evil, who would seek to oppose you in any way, we ask, God, that they would be driven out of our government and that they would be replaced by those, Lord, who love the Lord Jesus Christ and acknowledge that he is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Mm.
And so, Lord, we thank you today for this privilege of prayer and ask, God, that your blessing would be on our nation, that your blessing would be on our state, and that your blessing would be on this county and right here where we sit, the good people of Clay County. And so, Lord, give us good leaders. And, Lord, we thank you for all the good ones that you've put in offices, Lord. We acknowledge that that has come from your hand and that you are a gracious and kind and merciful God. So, Lord, we love you. Thank you for this time together today. And just pray, Lord, for our government that your blessing would rest upon it. We ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Brother Lonnie Atwood with us, Lionville Baptist Church. I got to ask you, Brother Lonnie, real quick before you go. My buddy Rusty Taylor, member at your church, and I know involved there.
I figured he'd come up.
What about, he spends a lot of time in here with, last time is he still limping around?
He is limping around.
Yeah.
He's doing a lot better. He's not on that little cart anymore.
Okay, no, the little cart's gone. In here, when he was here with us last week, he took his boot off while he sat in here a couple hours.
Really?
Took that boot off. He said it was just itching too bad. So he was just sitting here. He thought he could take it off for a couple hours. So well,
we're glad that he's healing up.
Yeah, he's healing up, and that's the answer to prayer. But he got hurt trying to help somebody else. That's him. That's his heart.
Yeah, he's a good
but
man.
We did pick at him a little bit.
I figured you would.
You know, we have to. I mean, that's just what we do around here. So
well, thank you for having me.
Thank you, Brother Lonnie. Appreciate it. Thank you for being here. Brother Ben Rosser next. Hey, Brother Richie.
Yeah, he's got the radio voice.
Brother Ben Rosser, Pastor, Ashland First Baptist. This is, I kind of hate to have him on here. Yeah, this is the
radio.
Yeah, voice. This is my goodness gracious. This is
give me a break.
A real.
I'll never get out of this hole.
A real. You can't help it. I mean, you can't help it. You just can't. It's you, Brother Ben. It's just one of your characteristics that make us love you.
Well, Adrian Rogers had it too.
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did.
I'm in the same cell.
So there you go.
Rogers.
Yeah, you and Rogers together.
Wow.
There you go, right there. Brother Ben Rosser with us this morning.
Oh.
Pastor from First Baptist Church of Ashland. Mm. Brother Ben this morning going to be praying for Israel. You know, a lot of people if you want to get into prophecy and end of times and all that thing, people can do a lot of studying, and they'll go all kind of different ways.
Mm.
And I've discovered, I don't worry about it a whole lot, because I know how it's going to end, and
that's
know where I'm going to be when it all ends.
Yep.
And but Israel, that's God's chosen people.
Amen.
From the beginning of time until the end of time, that's his chosen
through
people.
Through eternity.
Yes,
time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he doesn't love them any more than anybody else. But that's just his chosen group. And if you want to watch some things, if that interests you,
mm-hmm.
you can watch that country and those people.
That's right.
And they'll tell you, I mean, they're kind of a marker in history, the things they've gone through and been through.
That's right.
In time.
That's right. I appreciate you. Has anybody prayed for you yet?
My wife does regular.
Well,
Vicki Merle does pretty regular. My mama, her and my mama, I know, do.
Bless her heart. You knew the prayer, and she said she needed the practice.
Yes, that's
so
right.
It's going to work out.
I love you, and I appreciate your staff, and I know most of them. The reason I was asking, because they stand in need of some prayer. Don't
yes.
you agree?
Yes, sir, I do
Jerry
agree.
Jerry Weems, you're really thinking about
we him. Need all. We need. Yeah.
Well, I'm his pastor, so I pray double for
you.
You've
got a handful there. You've got your handful right there.
And I appreciate these fellows that have come in, too.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say these are men of God, and they need prayer, and I pray for them from time to time. I need to do more of that.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, sir.
I was thinking about and praying about what I might share with you, and I wanted to go to Psalm 122. And by the way, Richie, you mentioned, I was listening to you guys a moment ago out here on the square, you mentioned this, that the day of prayer was a few days ago, and I was thinking, yeah, but every day is a good day for prayer.
Amen.
So that's why we've gathered here today. And I want to bring greetings real quick from First Baptist Church of Ashland. We love visitors. Here's my commercial. If you are listening this morning and you do not have a church home, one of our old deacons one time said, we'll treat you so many different ways, you'll have to like one of them.
Amen, brother.
So we want you to come and let us love on you, and we appreciate you. Okay, that's the end of the commercial. Israel, Psalm 122, in a few verses here. Let me share this with you. God's word. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and by extension, that's all of Israel, wherever they are in the world. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. We pray for peace between Israel and their enemies, and you know there are many of them, and there always have been.
Amen.
And there always will be.
Yep.
Till Jesus comes again.
Amen.
So we need to pray for them in a very special way. Israel, the Bible says, is the apple of God's eye.
That's right.
You can read that in Psalm. You can read that in Zechariah and other places in Scripture. The apple of God's eye. What an amazing thing. Let's pray for our precious friends from Israel. Lord Jesus, we pray for all the people. They're dispersed. They're in the United States. They're in the Middle East. They're in every continent. We find your people, your chosen people. They've been scattered, but one day you'll gather them back together again. Lord God, I pray for them in the name of Jesus that this small country and its leadership would have wisdom.
Yes.
That they'd have your direction, they'd seek your will and your way, as we all should and every country should. But especially for them, how precious they are to you and how precious they ought to be to all of us. Give that leadership wisdom. God bless hostages that are still being held by an enemy that doesn't care about life. And we lift them up to you right now. Lord, I pray through your Spirit that you'd speak to those who are being held captive even this hour, that there is peace and there's always victory in you. God, help them in all that they do and all that they say, this great country. Father, I pray that you'd have that your plan that you have for them, and you have a forever plan for Israel, your people. I pray we'd get in line with that. We'd line up as the people of God here in this country and all around the world, that we'd recognize that they've got something special, and they were first chosen by the God of the universe.
Yes.
Bless them, oh God.
Yes.
You have a plan. You always have a plan for the millennial kingdom for them, as I read in your Scripture.
Yes.
And a plan through all eternity for them, and a plan right now. Just give us the faith to keep lifting up your people. And we want to do it in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to align our will with your will.
Yes.
And help them to think as you would have them think and have them do. Lord God, thank you for them.
Yes.
Thank you for their homeland. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're going to do.
Yes.
For these special people. They're the apple of your eye. Help us to recognize it. Help us to continue to be faithful to them as you've been faithful to us, as we pray for them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Brother Ben Rosser, pastor, amen. First Baptist Church of Ashland. We'll step away, take a short break. You're listening to the National Day of Prayer program on Classic Country 90.9. Hey, we are at 16 minutes in front of the hour of 11 o'clock. Classic Country 90.9, our National Day of Prayer program. Brother Richie Farah, ministers from around Clay County, in with us this morning. We thank you for being here, spending some extended time of your Monday morning with us right here. Our National Day of Prayer program 2025, different ministers in with us, praying for different segments of our society. Next up, we've got Brother Darrell Hogan from County Line Baptist Church. Good morning, Brother Darrell.
Good morning,
sir. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm looking forward to the third Sunday. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, third Sunday.
Brotherhood Breakfast at County Line.
Yeah. 7 o'clock.
Oh, well, I just didn't do a commercial for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're all welcome. Everybody's welcome.
You got the best cooks in the county.
You ain't kidding. Amen. You ain't kidding. There's some good stuff. It's the best biscuits for sure. The biscuits are outstanding.
Shout out to Mott Walker.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. They can do it down there. Brother Darrell's with us this morning from County Line Baptist Church. Brother Darrell Hogan, he will be praying for our churches, Brother Darrell. And that is something that, you know, sometimes, oftentimes, I'll speak for myself, going to church and the churches I've been able to be a part of over the years, sometimes churches can get, it seems like we can get a little ruddy.
Yep.
We can get a little ruddy. We get in that groove. We go to church. We do this at, you know, now at 10, we do this, it starts at 10 o'clock. We do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, check them off. And then it's kind of like a checklist and we've done it. We've had our Sunday at church, but that, you know, it's not that way. It's not supposed to work that way.
Yep.
And I think most of us find ourselves there at times, but then, you know, we need to realize church is not just that 1 hour in the building on Sunday morning.
That's right.
Church is the members that gather at different places, and we may gather at different spots, but we're all part of God's
Amen.
Church.
Amen.
You know, it's all one big church, and we all do our part, and it's like the body. We know the different parts of the body. Everybody has a function. Every church has a function. Every member has a function, and if any member is not performing the way they need to, then the church suffers, and then the greater church suffers.
Amen.
So, Brother Darrell, this morning you lead us, speak to us a few minutes as you pray and speak to our churches this morning.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. Again, Darrell Hogan from County Line Baptist Church. We'd love to have you out there. If you don't have a home church, just come visit with us. As a brother said this morning, the church, of all things that we need to be praying for, I think the church is highly important and should be on our mind, because it's not just a routine Sunday. And I was reading some scripture about some things that God kind of brought to me in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2. He says, feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. And for some reason, God has had on my mind and heart for the last few weeks that I've preached about how our mind needs to be on the mind of God. A few things that God showed me in 1 Peter chapter 5 and 2 Peter chapter 3 that I'll share with you, and then we'll pray, is that we need to be able to feed the flock. All of our pastors and all of our preachers are under constant attack, and we don't really think about our preachers and our pastors. And not just as our local church, but as a church body. And Peter says that we need to feed the flock with the truth from a ready mind, and that we need to be the examples of the test and the temptations with an humble heart, and therefore we would be transformed with a glorious and grace-filled life. In 2 Peter, he talks about a few things in 2 Peter chapter 3. He says that we should be mindful. In verse 2, he says we should be mindful. In verse 8, he said that we should be not ignorant. And in verse 14, he says that we need to be diligent. And the one that we need to focus on today, in verse 17, he says we need to beware. So we need to be, and Peter's talking to the church body, and he's talking to all the believers when he calls us beloved. And he says we need to be ready. We need to be mindful. We need to be not ignorant, we need to be diligent, and we need to be aware. As we pray for our churches today, and not just our local church, but as a church body, we need to encompass all these things that God is telling us, that the last days are coming, and the Lord is coming back, and we don't need to just be focused on our individual church, but we need to be focused on building the kingdom, and be kingdom-minded these days, and more less of well, I'll feed mine and not worry about anything else. We need to be worried about the church body as a whole. And so it's a great opportunity to be here to pray for our churches. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have. God, to be here, Lord, as this hour of prayer, Father, Lord God, and Lord, I do lift up all our churches around this local area, Father, Lord, our churches around this state and this country, God, around the nation, God, that stand behind that sacred desk, Father, Lord, all the ministers, Father, Lord God, and the church body, Father. If ever was a time, Lord, that we need to beware and be mindful, Lord, would be these days, Father, Lord. Let us, with a ready mind, Lord, trust you, God, and preach your truth, Father, Lord, God, not worried about outside conflict, Father, Lord, and not just focused on the closed doors of our church, God, but let us open the doors. God, let us go out into the highways and the hedges, Father, Lord, God, into our Judea and our Samaria, Father, Lord, to the uttermost parts of the world, preaching your truth, Father, Lord, God, that people could come to know you and the free pardon of sin, Father, Lord. Let us focus on being heavenly minded, Father, Lord, and not so worldly minded, Father. Let us focus, God, on being kingdom builders, Father, Lord, and not so much church builders, Father. God, let us come together in the unity, Father, Lord, of the body of Christ, Father, Lord. May your bride, Lord, be found in peace, God, and ready, Father, Lord, when you step out on the clouds of glory, Father, Lord. Let us not hold back from preaching and praying, Father, Lord, to you, God, and lifting you up in praise, God, that we might have power to preach you, Father, Lord, God. Help us, God, all, God, to lift you up. Make us the center, God, of our world, Father, Lord, God. I pray you bless all these preachers that are here and around this area, Father, Lord, God, that you would just use us as you see fit, bless Father, Lord, Lord, God. Help us, God, to be kingdom builders, Father, Lord. Yes. Help us to be a better church for you today, Father, God. And, Lord, we give you praise, God. We lift you high, Father, Lord, God. You said if you'd be lifted high, Father, Lord, you draw all men unto you, God. And, Lord, let us all make sure that we lift you high, Father, today, God. And we give you praise, God. We give you glory for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Darrell Hogan, County Line Baptist Church. We moved to Brother M.R. Hamilton, Claremont Springs Baptist Church. Brother M.R.? Good to see you this morning, sir.
So good to be here.
Brother M.R. this morning, praying for our missionaries, locally, state, North American, around the world. Brother M.R., you take it away.
Well, you know, I believe with all my heart, as a former missionary, I served 17 years with North American Mission Board. I have a love for missions, and I have a love for missionaries, so I'm so pleased to be asked to pray for missionaries today. You know, I believe with all my heart that Jesus is calling us from a place of loneliness to a place of solitude as a nation. And I think he's calling on us, our nation, from a place of hopelessness to a place where nothing is impossible. And that place is a place of promise and a place of peace and a place we call prayer. You know, God's trying to call our nation out of chaos. He's trying to call us out of all the noise and the hurry and the good news and the bad news to the real news that he is in control. And that everything really can be okay. You know, I think that we as a nation just need to remember who we have in heaven and what he has promised us that he will do if we'll only pray. You know, after all, prayer is simply our faith finding a voice. It's the hand of faith that just reaches out to receive the gifts of God. And those promises that God has made, they can only be harvested. They're like a fruit that can only be harvested by prayer.
Amen.
You see, prayer leads us to experience the true power of God. It's prayer that moves us from a hopeless situation we find ourselves into a place where nothing is impossible.
Amen.
At the foot of the throne, nothing is possible. You see, prayer, it can change our reality. You know, only God can move the mountain that our nation faces and our world faces this day. Only God can move that mountain. But prayer is that tool that can move God to do just that very thing. Amen. And Samuel understood it, and we need to understand it. And Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23, he says, "Far be it from me that I should sin against God by not praying for you." Mm-hmm. You know, far be it from us that we should sin against God by not praying for our nations and not praying for our missionaries and not praying for churches and not praying for one another and not just praising and thanking God for everything he does. You know, Jesus would ask the most interesting question in Luke chapter 18, verse 8. He says, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith on the earth? Will he find a nation still praying, a nation that still believes that our only hope is God? Amen. Our only future is in him, and our only way is through Jesus Christ. So today I want to come and I want to pray for missionaries, but one missionary family is on my heart heavy this day. They're from a little town called Bar None, Wyoming. Boy, that is up just north of Casper. I was missionary director of area missions for state of Wyoming, and I have a heart for it. And he's one of our church planters in Bar None, and he has a vision for every community in Wyoming that doesn't have a church. Now, that's strange here, but there are towns throughout Wyoming that have never had a church, any church, any kind whatsoever. And he's a church planter, and he's trying to start churches there. And Satan has come against him like a storm. His wife has a rare form of cancer. Bless him, Lord. Right? But God is going to use it. All things are working together for the good for him. I'm telling you, we are going to rain down prayer on him this very day. And everyone who can hear my voice, I challenge you to lift up Tyler and Ashley Martin.
Amen.
Just pray them home. Pray them to victory. Pray that God would use them in a miraculous and powerful way. And not only them, but every missionary in every country, in every small town, in every state who finds themselves against an enemy who is relentless, but yet they are victorious. Amen. You know, not all of us can go to the mission field, but every one of us can pray power on every missionary that is there.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So if you can't go to the mission field, well, you can join with me today and empower the people who are on the mission field to get it done.
Amen.
So that can be your mission and your missionary journey to just pray those missionaries through. So let's pray today for them. Dear Lord, we pray a special prayer for every missionary that's taken up your cause, who's laid down their lives and their plans and their ambitions and picked up their families and gone to the ends of the earth to tell somebody somewhere that Jesus loves them. Yeah. To the farthest, smallest towns of 8 or 10 people in the middle of nowhere in Wyoming, I pray that the missionary will go there.
Yes.
He'll go and he'll find them. He'll find those lost sheep and lead them to Jesus Christ, the Lord, yes, and Savior. I pray for every missionary that finds themselves in harm's way in countries where the message is not received openly. And I pray that your shield of safety would be around them, that you would, yes, protect them and put a hedge about them, and that you would give them success in everything they put their hand to. Yes. I pray that everyone who's dreamed of going on a mission trip but hasn't got to go would realize they can come to the foot of your throne and they can go and do missions and move the kingdom in any country they want right where they're at if they'll just kneel and pray. Yes. And we're all called to missions. We're all called from loneliness to solitude. We're all called to spend time in your presence where nothing is impossible, where mountains can be moved and strongholds taken down, if only we'll believe, if only we'll pray and not doubt. So in that vein, we say, God, move. Move in our midst. Move through our missionaries. Move through our country and our local churches. May you bless in everything we put our hands to, and may you put a hedge about us as the enemy is strong, but you are great. And we love you, we thank you, we praise you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Amar.
Amen.
Brother Richie, we're winding this thing down. It's been a tremendous hour.
Amen.
National Day of Prayer program right here. We thank you for organizing it and getting them in here like this.
Let me just close us with a prayer. God, I thank you, Lord, for this day, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the weapon, God, you give us a prayer, God. Lord, it's something we can come against the enemy. It's something, Lord, we can come for help. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you're there. You hear us.
you seek us. Lord, you're there when we don't even know what to pray. God, you lead us what to pray for. But Lord Jesus, today I just want to thank you. Thank you, Jesus, this radio station, giving us this hour. I want to thank you, Jesus, for Chris and him giving an hour, Lord, to lead it. Lord Jesus, and I thank you for every pastor, God, that came in today, God, and shared their heart and prayed from their heart. And God, now we just praise you because you heard us. We believe, God, you answer. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.